1011 and be part of the Martha's Honor Show on AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Tom Suozzi defeating Republican Mozzie Pilliam in a special congressional election in New York's 3rd District on Tuesday. Suozzi stressing bipartisan cooperation in his victory speech.
Let's send a message to our friends running the Congress these days. Stop running around for Trump and start running the country.
Suozzi returns to the district he served for 3 terms before giving up to run unsuccessfully for governor in 2022. His win narrows an already razor-thin margin Republicans have in the House. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
It is the Martha Zoller Show. There are 3 seats currently unfilled in the United States Congress. That's why sometimes when you look at the numbers, the total numbers, they don't add up to 435. One of those people were replaced by a Democrat last night. And, you know, Trump, President Trump comes out and says because Mozzie Pilliam would not endorse him, that's why she lost. And there was a big old snowstorm that came in. And it's very easy to say after somebody lost, you know, that you're the reasons why they lost. It's also easy to say that if somebody wins, you're the reason why they won. I do think there is some merit to what Mr. Suozzi said related to running around for Trump instead of running the country. Now, look, I'm not a Democrat. I don't think like a Democrat. But I have had a number of elected officials who are Republicans in the last 2 weeks express concern about the fact that I don't want to say about the fact, about the reporting that President Trump is intervening in legislation that is being heard on the House. So I'm going to ask the question, okay, and I'm going to talk to Andrew Clyde later on in the program. They've got a conference meeting this morning, began at 9 o'clock, the House conference. And so we scheduled him for 10:45 because he thinks by then the meeting will be out because he wanted to be on today. So we're going to ask him this question, is that I want the Congress of the United States, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, to govern between now and November 3rd or 5th or 7th or whatever, every day. I want them to govern. I do not want them to block things because the person who might be the nominee for the party, I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans, doesn't want them to do it. And I don't want to believe that there were things that were blocked because of that. I think it was right to block the legislation that had only or had border or some kind of border. I mean, it really wasn't border security. It had this border package, let's call it, in it, along with foreign aid. And it wasn't what Republicans wanted. But what needs to happen is you pass a version in the Senate, which will probably happen today, okay? Then when the House takes up that version, instead of saying dead on arrival, you add back in what you want in the version that you pass. Then it has to go back to the Senate, and then eventually you got to go to a conference committee. That's what should happen. Because we, you know, border security, and this is something I've kind of come to, is border security is not immigration policy. Okay? Securing immigration policy, because the border should be secure regardless of what your immigration policy is. Okay? So it should be separate. So that's one of the things that I'm looking at. Also, there's this group of people out there that don't like me very much, and that's okay. You know, and it's ironic because it's a group of people that I've helped raise a lot of money. I've done a lot of things for them over the years related to their issues. But they have decided that I have become a pro-immigration person. And look, I am pro-immigration from the stance of legal immigration, okay? But I am as strongly anti-illegal immigration as I ever was. But I also do acknowledge there are different groups of people that have been here different lengths of time. I acknowledge that the average American, when they look at a kid who maybe now is 35 years old, but got brought to the United States by their parents when they were 2 to 10 years old. And now they've lived here for 25 years, and they have no path of citizenship. Those are called the DACA kids. This is why Donald Trump, in his first month, well, not first month, it was April of 2017, he offered to Nancy Pelosi amnesty for the DACA kids and for their parents, which was more than what she asked for. Okay, Donald Trump did this, and I said it was a good idea at the time. I still think it's a good idea. Donald Trump offered the DACA kids and their parents in exchange for $5 billion for the wall, and she wouldn't do it. It was a good deal. It was a very good deal. It was a better deal than she was ever going to get because she was playing politics. Our answer to that should not be, then we'll play politics harder than they will. Our answer to that ought to be, we are going to govern. So what ought to happen is, one side passes something, the other side passes something to get together with a conference committee, then they come up with something they have to both pass or reject, because that's the way the system works. The system should not be everything's dead on arrival. No to everything is not a policy. No to everything is not the way to do something. So we've got a lot of work to do. So this particular group that's not very happy with me, had their big break with me came over the fact that I believe that the issue of immigration changed after Governor Kemp was elected, and that he had to approach it differently, and that he has adjusted that approach up to and including National Guard on the border with Texas, supporting Texas and all the things that they do, and up until yesterday, you know, including yesterday, talking about how he's going to help Texas and help immigration policy. The immigration issue changed. He had to change his approach. But we ought to all be on the same page as far as illegal immigration. It is the Martha Zoller Show, and we're always here, always local.